friend, and you keep sending me letters. So here we are together again. Ooh, here we are together again. Ooh. Forever's just a word, easy enough to say. I watch every sunset for the brand new day. But when the morning's come, it's coffee and TV. Writing me letters, so here we go together again.
W-O-N-Y, Oneonta.
Hold up, take a moment, count my guap, count my guap.
We play
these rags, bumming in, they bumming in, hold up.
A little bit of everything.
Today's topic is one I believe we all think about. It pervades our pop culture and every so often boosts in relevance in the public discourse, if not just for a day, as new information and stories come out. The topic is aliens. Where does the public stand? It is important to note that due to COVID safety, my participants are rather limited, and therefore the group is made up of college students, both male and female identified, ranging from ages 18 to 21. Okay, so the question of the day is, do you believe in aliens? Why or why not?
You know, I think the term alien is very misconstrued. I do 100% believe that there are other life forms out there in the universe. Do I believe that they're the big scary green thing that comes and abducts people and probes them? No. But I guarantee at least five planets, or, you know, I guess anything in orbit around in our solar system has some form of at least bacteria living on it.
I do believe in aliens. People see things like UFOs. And if they are not real, then what are they looking at? What do they see? Also, people have stories of getting, like, abducted by aliens.
The universe is pretty much infinite for the most part, so there's got to be other life forms out there that, I mean, we may not know of it now because we don't have the technology to see it now, but definitely there are aliens out there somewhere, and they're going to find us.
I mean, I don't know about, like, aliens are just stuff that's not on pretty much Earth. But there's so many, like, different planets and, like, just the universe in general that I feel like there is some other life form.
Okay, yes, 100%. I love this question. First of all, the universe, real big, right? There's no way that there's nothing, right? I have no idea what level of intelligence or sentience it has, but there literally has to be something else out there. And I'm really holding out hope that there's something out there that can actually think so we can go be best friends with aliens.
The first question I would ask the alien is, what do they think of our civilization here on Earth?
This is a tough question. What do they do for fun?
How they survive, how, like the basic needs that they need in order to function. What cool-ass things they have there that maybe that's more advanced than us.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to invade our planet?
I'll probably cry, to be honest. I'd cry and probably like rethink what's going on in my life, and that would be like, what's up, how's it going? That's what I would ask. I'll just act like it's normal human, you know.
So what have we learned? It would seem that the general belief in otherworldly life is a resounding yes. Thank you to my participants.
Brandon Martin.
Caitlin Rose McNamara.
Sarah Rose Descent.
William Ford.
And
Clayton Evan Davis.
This could not have been done without your help.
Thank you. that you could pull a fast one. You thought that you could pull the wool right over my eyes, but you didn't see me coming. No, you didn't read the writing, 'cause
I press hold on me. Autumn leaves, pretty as can be. Drifting in silence, where lost can't be found. Everybody knows this time. You'll get by.
Study the stars, and I'll chart the moon, and at just the right time, I will conjure you, and with the tears of a dove, and the morning dew, with the blossom of love, I will capture you. Your heart.
I'll chart the moon, and at just the right time, I will conjure you with the tears of a dove.
Young fans, it's the man, hold your own ride.
white folks
all the time. Life crawls inside like hope, white crime. Another day, another dime, another way to kill some time.
Jimmy the Best was on his back, took a sucker punch off his childhood tracks. 5'5" Freddy was holding the ball, never can have too much fun. With all the big money, same old says, not tonight, honey. Jean-Michelle and Andy was right, all you mothers were too uptight.
Pay for soup, build a fort. Thought,
taking you higher,
forge the heart, cold as stone, looks for vengeance, stares at the phone.
Uptight. You know, it's funny. I took a shower right before I came out to the office today, and my hair froze over.
WOMY Oneonta. It's really cold.
I'm Eunji, a single mom. I work two jobs, so time's tight. When it comes to feeding my family, I focus on small changes I can control, like chopping veggies in advance and adding them to my kids' lunches. It helps free up my morning so I can get in a walk before work. Time's tight, but I plan right. Visit snapbedny.org to learn.